welcome everyone to the world famous Phil Henry Show here on this Friday. Yeah, it's Friday the 13th. Yeah.
Woo. I'm Phil Henry.
And I'm General Galen Shaw.
I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm Robert Leonard.
And I'm Bud Dickman. It's Friday the 13th.
Oh,
would you knock that off? All right.
Anybody here superstitious?
Not me.
I am a little bit, just a little bit, because we were, what is the word? We were inculcated, all right?
What's that mean?
It means we were immunized or we were exposed to, I don't know what it means.
I think it means exposed to.
Yeah, we were exposed to, but even more so, we were inculcated, all right?
Margaret, every time you do that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, your dainty little ears. But the point being that as a young girl, as a young woman growing up in my home, my mother was very superstitious.
So she believed in all of that,
But the one about step on your mother's back.
Step on a crack and step on your mother's. Don't give me that look, bud.
Well, you said crack.
So she said crack.
You know, I had a...
Wait a minute, will you?
I said step on a crack in the sidewalk, Jack.
Oh,
step on a crack.
Now, bud, you know as well as I do. You're thinking about...
He's thinking of plumber's crack.
Well...
Step on a crack, break your mother's back, that's one. And if you break a mirror...
Yeah, 7 years bad luck.
Really?
Oh, yeah, that's one of those. And there's a
black cat. I don't believe in that stuff, you know.
Well, easy for you to say, Phil. You just wave your arms. You know something? When you grow up in the deep, dark, dank areas of Pennsylvania, as I did, we grew up in Harrisburg. It was a wonderful place to grow up. But there are dark and deep and dank, you know.
Yeah.
What about it?
Areas of Pennsylvania.
Now, what about the headless...
the headless horseman.
That's from Pennsylvania.
What is?
The headless horseman. You never heard of it?
No.
Yes, it's Washington Irving's headless horseman from the legend of Sleepy Hollow. You see?
And so Sleepy Hollow is where?
Sleepy Hollow, allegedly, is... What are you doing, General?
I'm holding my ears, Margaret. Everything you go allegedly, it blasts right through.
You're leaning into the microphone, Margaret.
You know what? Tough toenails. Allegedly is in Pennsylvania, but I would have to double check that.
Well, it says here, Irving didn't invent the idea of the headless rider. Tales of headless horsemen can be traced to the Middle Ages, including the Brothers Grimm.
Who?
The Brothers Grimm.
Yes, the Brothers Grimm. You've heard of them.
Oh, they were like the guy, like Hans Christian Andersen.
Yeah, they wrote fairy tales and...
What about Mother Goose?
What about her?
Well, where's she from?
Mother Goose is not a real person, or is she?
No, she's not.
I don't know, Phil. There might have been a Wanda Goose. I know it was a very famous writer.
Wanda Goose?
But if you do that one more time...
Wait a minute, Margaret, are you serious?
There was Wanda Llewellyn Goose, yes, and she was a writer from... I don't know, I'm making this...
Making it up. All right, so... having done all of that crap, and I don't even know why we're on to the Headless Horseman, but that's...
It's Washington Irving, yes.
That's a very interesting name, because it's backwards. It'd be like Henry Phillips.
There is a Henry Phillips. There's a comedian.
There's a comedian of what?
Comedian named Henry Phillips. So my name is, technically Philip Henry. There's a Henry Phillips.
And my name is Margaret, so there'd be a Gray Margaret.
Well, I mean, it's a guy's name.
That's true. How do you know that?
Because of that movie.
What movie?
The one you guys are, The Razor's Edge.
Oh, yeah.
The Razor's Edge? What is he trying to...
It's a book by Somerset Maugham, and it became a movie, and the whole... Get off of this kick, okay? Let's get this thing on the road. Welcome, folks, to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Today is day 8 in our Phil Henry Challenge. We got 2 more, okay? And so those will take place on Monday and Tuesday of next week, and then we'll be done, thank God, with this.
Jesus, Phil, you're acting like you don't like it.
I love it. I think it's fantastic. The problem is the trip to Vegas stretched this all out, man. It was supposed to be 10 consecutive days of the Phil Henry Challenge. We had no way of doing it while we were in Vegas. And so what we're going to do here is, check out today's challenges, and we've got quite a few. Now, this is Bobby Dooley. That's today's challenge. As you know, Bobby was on yesterday. And I said we have quite a few. Not as many as you would think is what I should have said, because it's a difficult voice to do.
Well, and men don't like looking like clowns. And if you're a man and you're doing a female's voice.
Right. You look a little goofy. I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with the guys, I should say. We're going to roll them out here, and we will pick a winner and see.
Pick me a winner.
Every time he does that, he sticks his finger in his nose, and I'm...
Hey, hold on, will you? Hey, Margaret, what are you going after him again for?
He's pissing me off.
Yeah, but she knows she's not going to lay a hand on me.
Really? The day's going to come, Bud. The day will come when Phil isn't between you and me, and the next thing you see is a guy with the pointed tail...
Yeah?
The pointed tail and the pitchfork?
He's going to be in hell.
Never mind.
What do you mean, Mr. Henry's going to get into a costume?
I hate your...
All right, take it easy. The guy with the pointed tail and the pitchfork. Mr. Henry's in costume.
Yes.
All right, so here now, let's start it off. This is the Day 8 Challenge, Bobby Dooley. This is Elton Cronin. Is that the cat's name?
Yeah, I believe so, Mr. Henry. Elton Cron or Elton Cronon. And
Elton Cronon.
Well, I'm not reading it right, but...
Read it right. It is Elton Cron. Great guy, good NA1 is his handle there at whatever you call that. Is that Twitter?
This is Twitter, yeah. So let's listen to Elton Cron. I'm not sure where Elton's from. It's okay. It doesn't matter. We're all in this together. Elton Cron and his Bobby Dooley impression here, day 8 of the Phil Henry Challenge.
Hi, everybody. It's Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association, inviting you to our Wintertacular. Yay!
All right, there is. There is Elton Cron or Crone, depending upon what part of the world you're from. What does that mean? I don't know. But anyway, that's Elton. Good job, Elton. It's a tough voice to do.
Phil, can you give us a little bit of the background? I know you did in the promo.
Oh, there's that redhead. God damn.
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
Are we going to put up with this, or do I? I swear to God, if you don't turn that off, I will.
Wait a minute, wait. Guys, don't watch TCM, okay?
Even you stuttered.
Yeah, she was pretty hot. It's that redhead.
Oh, it's the redhead, huh? You guys see a redhead, and the first thing you're thinking of is...
Yeah, what? The bad bush.
What a...
Wait a minute, man. Hey, watch it, bud. Now it's time for,
Yes.
Who, bud?
This is Lawrence.
Ah, Lawrence Ross, our good, good buddy. Lawrence is in, where is it? Leavenworth, Kansas, Lawrence? Is that where you are? You wouldn't lie to me, would you, brother? Here is Lawrence, and this is Bobby Dooley.
Hey, what's going on, Phil? It's Lawrence at Leavenworth, Kansas, and here's my impression of Bobby Dooley.
Hi, everybody. This is Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association, inviting you to our Wintertacular. Yay!
Bitchin'.
Now, a lot of these guys added on the butch,
side?
You know.
Oh, Margaret, you almost did it.
Yeah, she said
side.
Oh, she said west side.
Yes, she got angry at you during the show and said, I'm on the west
side.
Margaret, you do that so well. General, you know, there are some of us that can perform, some of us on demand, others have to work up to it. I am one that can get thrown right into the middle of a tank of sharks and come out of there with shark soup. I'm Margaret Gray.
Hey!
Jesus.
Read it and weep.
All right, next one here is, this is a cat by the name of Aaron. Not sure which Aaron. We got a lot of Aarons. This is Aaron Slaps MC. Oh, what, this cat is
that the name of his club?
Maybe that's the name of his motorcycle club, Slaps MC. Anyway, here's Aaron with his Bobby Dooley.
Now, Aaron is using the Animoji head that Phil often uses.
Well, he's got his own style here.
Now, I'll say this is supposed to be Bobby Dooley, only it's a guy with a cowboy hat.
Hey.
What are you applauding that for?
I mean, takes guts.
Takes guts. Well, anyway, Aaron, let's check it out, brother. Here is Aaron and his Bobby Dooley.
Oh, hi, everybody. It's me, Bobby Dooley. I know I don't look like her, but it's me from Western Estates, Homeowners President.
Okay.
Inviting you to the 23rd Annual Wintertacular. Hope to see you there. Yay!
Jesus H. Now that was good. Except you got to get rid of the cowboy hat character and come up with a
chick looking character like Phil did.
All right, here is Ken Bradley. I've seen Ken. Ken's in Austin, Texas. He actually has the
There's his hometown right there.
Let's check it out. Here is Ken Bradley now doing Bobby Dooley.
Hi everybody, I'm Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association, inviting you to our Wintertacular. Yeah!
You're not supposed to go butch.
Don't talk to my wife like that.
That's pretty good.
Very, very creative, Ken. We liked it.
That's Ken Bradley. I like that whole butch thing, man. I hadn't even anticipated that would be a thing, but it is a thang. All right. Well, that looks like the end of the Twitter crowd. I believe it is. Which means we move on now. We move on now into our secondary level of folkses. And this, then, is Facebook. And we've got Dwayne's World here on Facebook. And Dwayne, as you know, is from Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
He is an actor. He's the cat that had the other day.
Well, he did the Steve Bozzelli. He had a neighbor hanging over the fence.
Yeah, we like that a lot. A lot of creative energy there. Here's Dwayne. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Hi, I'm Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And this here is our Wintertacular, so yay! So be there or be square! Sorry, Phil, I think I might have butched up a little.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, my wife, she went butch on you. Steve, I got it. Yeah, I definitely butched up.
Beautiful!
Yay!
I like that. A lot of nice touches, a lot of ad-lib, and,
A lot of ad-libbing, and, none of it very good.
No, it was great, I thought. All right, so that's Dwayne's World there, otherwise known as Dwayne. Is that Dwayne Epsnell or something, bud?
His name is Dwayne Hespel from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, on a Phil Henry show.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Here then is so there's Dwayne. Now let's see. What is that? The Instagram. Okay, I thought we were on Facebook. It's Instagram. Here is our next contestant, and this is Ditchick. Is this the same cat that? What's his name?
I think his name is like Brad or something like that.
Let's check it out here. This is the dude from the other day. He has he's got like a real regular guy name. Brian Hamill. And I'm a gross looking woman. He sure is.
Good. Got it. That's a dude.
Yeah, it is. He got into a wig. He got into the whole damn thing. Let's check it out. Here's Brian Hamill and Bobby.
I'm Bobby Dooley of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And you're invited to our Wintertacular. Okay.
I like that, okay.
Yeah, a lot of people are not using that as much as they can.
Well, she didn't go, yay.
No, you don't have to. You can ad-lib it, you know.
Yeah, okay there, homeboy.
Right, anyway, so that's great. That's Brian. Good job there, Brian. Beautiful thing, man. So now we have Steve, who...
This Steve, he's a real trooper.
Yeah, he's in every one. Here's Steve from Crosstown Vinyl. Remember when we thought it was he installed kitchen counters? It's actually his records and tape store. Crosstown Vinyl. Here's Steve as Bobby Dooley.
Hi, Phil. It's Steve from Crosstown Vinyl again. I'm Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. You're all invited to our Wintertacular, which is the most tacular of all the taculars. Mm-hmm. Yay!
You really get a kick out of that, don't you?
Yeah, all of a sudden it's being translated back to me, some of this weird crap that...
Yeah, all the weird crap in your brain, Phil, that has now infected the countryside comes spitting back to you like a fastball of...
Yeah, a fastball of indecency.
Exactly, bud. Thank you.
All right. So there is Steve from... You guys keeping track of these?
Yeah, I am. I'm keeping track. We're going to have to review, but there's been a couple there that I like.
All right. Here is our next contestant here on the Day 8 Bobby Dooley Challenge. You know, can you get Bobby in the line?
I don't know. They're on the boat.
What do you mean they're on the boat?
They're out. I think they're fishing.
Who is?
Bobby and Steve said they were going to go out clamming.
Never mind, man. Don't even bother.
But they said they're clamming.
Yeah, okay. They're not out boating. They're out on the beach someplace. So thanks a lot, Lawrence, for that. That's beautiful, brother. Here now is one of our winners. This is a chap from the other day. Remember Brian Baskill? Brian won our...
He won the Don Berman.
Yeah, he did. Here is Brian now taking a crack at, if you'll pardon the expression, Bobby Dooley.
Mm-hmm. This is Bobby Dooley of the Western Estates Homeowners Association inviting you to our Wintertacular. Yay, Steve.
Okay, beautiful. I thought he was about to break into the...
You're anticipating the butch. You're anticipating le butch. You know, le boutier?
Sure, Margaret.
Phil, grow up, get a little bit of class.
Buy some clothes.
Buy a suit, yeah.
All right, all of that.
Exactly.
All right, what are you doing, bud?
I'm checking out to see if they're clamming.
All you got to do is call her house. So thanks a lot, Brian. That was great. Seeing if they're clamming. Let's move on to our next contestant here in the Day 8 Phil Henry Challenge. Okay, we have already covered Instagram and Twitter. Now let's check out Facebook here. On the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And I believe the first person that came up in our list here of people that posted today is Leanne Tickner. Sometimes we know her on chat as Elle. Here is Leanne, I believe, doing Bobby Dooley.
Well, this should be. And, you know, I'm really shocked and stunned and shocked that we don't have more women doing the Bobby Dooley voice. But let's check this out now. Leanne Tickner and Bobby Dooley. Excuse me, Bobby, I'm just fooling around with your name.
Hi, I'm Bobby Dooley of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, and I'd like to invite you to our Wintertacular. Yay! Yay! Yay!
Very good, Leanne.
All right.
That was nice. Now, I like to see the gals, a lot of our gals. Would you knock that off, Bud?
Put the paper down, Bud. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, Ms. Dooley. Yeah.
Hey, Bud.
Oh, yeah. We just want Mr. Henry, right now?
Yeah, we want to tell her that we are, can I?
Put her on the air.
I can't. Yeah, okay, right. When? Tomorrow night? Yeah, I can wear red pants. Give me the phone, will you?
Bobby, you're not on the air. Just can you be here in a few seconds to help us judge this? You haven't heard them all. You're right. That's a good point. Well, can you be here just to witness the fact that we'll pick it for you? You're clamming? I understand that you're clamming, which is a euphemism. Don't tell me what it's a euphemism. Thanks a lot, Bobby. All right. Call her back in a few minutes. All right. So there's Leanne Tickner.
A euphemism. Oh, my God.
Oh, Margaret. Oh, my God.
Margaret, take it easy, will you, please? All right, Leanne. Very good. Outstanding. A beautiful thing. Here is Bruce Vaught, our day one winner, when he did General Galen Shaw, if I'm not mistaken. Correct, General?
I believe it was Bruce Vaught, yes.
Here we go with Bruce's Bobby Dooley.
Hi, everybody. I'm Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association, inviting you to our Wintertacular. Yay! Okay.
This is Bruce Vaught from Gilbert, Arizona, and that's the best Bobby Dooley I could muster.
Well, then why did you even send it in, Margaret? That's very... Oh, I'm kidding around, Bruce. That was very good. No, that was great, Bruce. Thank you. So there's Bruce Vaught. Is that it, man? That's all we've got?
Boy, people really chicken out on Bobby Dooley, didn't they?
They did, man.
Well, the other thing is probably giving away a mug.
Yeah, you're only giving away a mug, Miss Henry.
Who gives a shit if I'm only giving away a mug?
Phil?
Well, I'm telling you, you know. All right, so that's it. All right, so we got Lawrence. We had Bruce Vaught.
We had Leanne Tickner.
Leanne Tickner. And now let's just kind of go through these again. Over here on Twitter, we had Aaron. We also had our buddy Lawrence again.
What do you mean again? I mean,
you know. I mean, Lawrence posted a couple times. Elton Cron and
Ken Bradley.
Ken Bradley. Now, Ken Bradley was pretty good.
Yeah, he's got my vote. Well, now, hold on just a minute. I'm making some notes.
All right. Then moving from Twitter to Instagram, we had our brother there, Dwayne, from...
He's from Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and then Brian Hamill, who dressed up like a chick. I mean, you look good, Brian. You look real good.
Please.
I'm kidding around. Brian is from... Where's he from?
Brian is Ditchick, and he comes from... Nobody really knows...
Nobody really knows.
Well, it is not on the, it's not on the list.
Okay, well, anyway, it doesn't matter. So, Brian, that's a beautiful thing. He'll give us, if he wins, his address. We also had, as I mentioned, Dwayne. We had our brother Steve there from Crosstown Vinyl. Baskel, where's he from?
Georgia or something.
Yeah, he comes from Plumber's Crack. No, I'm sorry.
He's from Roswell, Georgia, yeah. Why didn't I see it was from Atlanta?
Isn't that Atlanta?
No, it's Roswell.
Is that Roswell, like the place for the flying saucers?
No, that's in New Mexico. Anyway, yeah, okay, Brian, that's great. And then we had, just ahead of him.
Oh, look at this. Here's a piece of your show. You did this.
Yeah, this is just something that I recorded for the promo.
Wait, hold on. Mr. Aaron, listen to this. Do-do-do-do. No, never mind.
Those Dooleys.
Jesus H. Christ. All right, Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line with us. Now, Bobby, I know that you kind of flipped you flipped on the set long enough on the speakerphone anyway to hear some of them.
Yeah, I heard a few, Phil. I'm not exactly sure. Steve's here.
A lot of these guys try to sound like my wife.
That's the idea, Dooley. They're in a contest.
I'm not exactly sure. I know that one of the men that Margaret mentioned, Ken Bradley, you know... I like occasionally asserting myself as a woman. And when I do that, I will many times, as you say, go butch.
Yep, she got me angry.
I get very angry. The only time that I do go butch...
The only time I do it...
No one's talking to you. This is about me, all right? Okay? This is about...
I'm just making conversation.
You're... Mr. Henry, first of all, you were wrong. It wasn't General Shaw. It was Margaret Gray. And the first winner was Dan Jackson.
Boy, you're keeping track.
Yeah, get a load of you.
Well, I mean, come on.
You know, It was Dan Jackson who won, and it was Margaret Gray.
All right, all right. So what was your point?
I don't know. What do you...
Well, we like Ken Bradley.
We thought Ken Bradley was good because he did, you know, he got the essence.
The essence of what is what we're trying to find out here?
My anger.
All right, asshole. Because every time...
You know something? You should find a psychiatrist for her before I go over there and personally...
Hand her ass.
Oh, Mark, get out of here.
I'm tired of it.
Time is great.
Go on. Take a walk.
God damn it.
Jesus.
What's with the women around here?
I don't know.
Time is great. Want a drink of water? Fuck no.
Man.
Go ahead. Laugh it up, Phil.
Hey, Margaret, knock it the hell off, will you?
I'm tired.
And so, the winner today of our Bobby Dooley Day 8 Phil Hendry Challenge is Ken Bradley.
Yay!
Yes, Ken Bradley, who we thought butched it up perfectly in his impression of Bobby Dooley. Let's listen to Ken now. Do it to it, Jack. Here he is, Ken Bradley, Bobby
Hi,
Dooley.
Hi, everybody. I'm Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association, inviting you to our Winter-tacular. Yeah!
You're not supposed to go butch.
Don't talk to my wife like that.
All right, we're going to do it, Ken. I like the touch there with Steve. Oh, man.
I love that.
God, it's great. You're flatting. You're flatting.
So what are you all of a sudden, Elmer Bernstein?
Who?
So, way to do it, Ken, the winner of the Phil Hendry Challenge Day 8. Now, ladies and gentlemen, mercifully, this will be over someday. On Monday, we'll have a Day 9, and on Tuesday, Day 10, right?
Yeah.
And then it'll be mercifully over. Then it will be all over. Thank God. Look at that. Yeah, that's an ad for, they got the DVD Blu-ray ad out now for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
You were reviewing it.
Reviewing it?
You were reviewing it.
Yeah, on a pre-show the other day, Miss Henry.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, why don't you do it for the audience?
Attention, this is a spoiler alert. Attention, this is a spoiler alert. Phil is about to give the ending of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. A spoiler alert.
Well, I mean, it's by now the movie's old. But a lot of people aren't going to watch it until it comes out on DVD. What do you mean DVD and Blu-ray?
That's probably out now on demand.
On the man?
On demand.
On demand.
Oh.
Yeah, I watched it the other day.
Well, you were not exactly kind, Phil.
No, no, that's not true. Yes, I was kind. Yes, I was. I said it's a great movie for what it is. Look, you know, it's a fantasy. And I thought the ending was particularly touching where you see... Well, I don't want to give it away. Oh, who gives a sweet JC? All right. I mean, I thought the ending was very touching when Rick Dalton goes up the driveway with JC Bring and the other members of the family, and they're okay. Everybody's healthy, and they're going, you know, they're going to live.
Right. It's an alternative ending, an alternative future. Many directors have dealt this way. What's his name?
Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, I'm sorry. Quentin Tarantino has done so to great effect, both in this film and in Inglourious Basterds.
Right, the alternative ending. But the movie was a cool look at what I guess what was cool in Hollywood in the 60s if you were like 30, you know?
What are you talking about?
I mean, well, it was. It was sort of a film for the older hipster rather than younger people. Because KHJ by 1969, I'll give you an example. They made KHJ the sort of the soundtrack to Los Angeles in 1969. I can imagine that it was for a lot of people, but in the hippie grottos of L.A., it was KPPC.
Now, you mentioned this KPPC, Phil. I was not from here.
Yeah, that's what it was, the original FM station.
That was the original FM rock station. Before there was FM rock, there was AM.
Yeah, no, we understand that.
All right. Because you listen to it, General, right?
Yeah, I listen to KHJ. I listen to the guy that I got a big kick out of. Who was the guy? It was the guy that... Real Don Steele.
Yeah, that was... They had him in the movie.
They had him in the movie.
They had recordings of him, man. Okay. All right, Phil. By 1969, everybody was listening to an FM station called KPPC out of Pasadena, which was in the basement of that church there in Colorado. And it was Tom Donahue who had come down from San Francisco. He put KPRC on the air. I think that's the calls of the original station in San Francisco. So everybody that I knew, and I was a 16-year-old punk kid, I'm not saying I was the edge of hip, but we didn't listen to KHJ because that was pretty much what your kid sister listened to.
What do you mean in their 30s?
Well, you're talking about the sort of the Hollywood hip of the Steve McQueen slash Robert Conrad set.
Yeah, kind of that. Yeah, yeah. That was like Hollywood had reached its peak sort of with that stuff, and then it was about to enter into the 70s, which they say was a golden era for movies. But anyway, you know, not saying anything that other than that was the L.A. they were looking at. And these two cats, Rick Dalton and the other character played by Brad Pitt.
Yeah, that's his stunt.
Yeah, it's his stunt double and their buddies.
Right. Those two dudes were just rednecks. I mean, they're good guys, and they chose the right side, which was against the Manson family. But they were a couple of rednecks, and they didn't like hippies hanging around. And the pretty funny scene where Rick Dalton goes out and confronts a carload of Manson members out on his street because they're making noise and their car stinks, and he's trying to, you know, chill in his house. And he goes out there with, I forget what he had.
He just went out there, I think, with a bottle of booze or something.
I don't know what it was, but he got all rednecky on him, which I thought was pretty interesting. So
now in the film, Sharon Tate's home is next to this Rick Dalton.
Yeah, they live in the same. They live at the same cul-de-sac. They live in the same. But I really, at the end of the movie, I got almost misty-eyed a little bit when you see the happy ending, because the last thing you see in the film is Rick Dalton, who has apologized to Jay Sebring, who's gone up to the gate to say, what was all that noise? And what was all that noise was, it was Dalton and his stunt buddy basically taking care of Tex Watson, Patricia Krenwinkle, and Susan Atkins.
And Susan Atkins meets her end.
Yeah, so he takes a flamethrower to her.
Oh my God.
You're kidding.
No, you saw the damn movie.
I forget that part.
Don't you remember she's floating around in the pool, crisped up?
Oh, yeah.
Who? Nothing. And then Krenwinkle, oh boy, she buys the farm and texts. So all of them, and obviously making a lot of noise, Sebring comes down to the end of the driveway and says, what was all that noise? And he said, well, and so Sharon Tate comes down to the end of the driveway. Wojtek Frykowski, the boyfriend of who? Wojtek Frykowski. He was the boyfriend of Abigail Folger. He comes down to the end of the driveway, and they all thank or introduce themselves to Mr. Dalton, who then follows them up the driveway because they always wanted to meet their neighbor.
And that's the end of the film.
That's kind of how the film ends. And it's you're looking at that and you're saying, wow, you know, what if those people had lived? And yeah, it's kind of heavy. So there it is. And I'm sorry. I'll tag a spoiler alert onto the beginning of this bit so that people won't get pissed off.
Well, we sort of brought it up out of the blue.
Yeah, well, yes, you did. And you usually do. Okay.
And we usually do.
Right. All right. So remember, folks, coming up tonight is our chat.
Oh, by the way, and you've been remiss, tonight we're going to be talking to Melissa Wolf.
Right. We're going to call Melissa in Arizona. We'll have Melissa on. I believe we'll have, we will also have her wife. Newlyweds they are, and I believe we will, but we'll definitely have Melissa. We may have Melissa on video tonight because she advised me.
Well, did she tell you how to do it?
Yeah, she explained how you got to do it on Facebook, but Mr. Henry might mess it up.
Yeah, that's right. Mr. Henry might mess it up.
Well,
anyway, we'll have Melissa on tonight on our chat at 7 o'clock Pacific. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, BSP Chat. Don't miss that, man. And then, of course, tomorrow we'll have our Saturday Cinema. And no, I don't know what it's going to be yet.
Well, why don't you ask Rory? He seems to be calling the shots on that.
Rory, what should we put on? No, I'll figure it out. Don't worry about it.
World-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Yeah.
All right, man, we'll see you guys, see you for the chat tonight. We'll see you for the Saturday Cinema tomorrow. See you on Monday for day nine.
Day nine of the Phil Henry Challenge.
And then day 10 on Tuesday. And then thank you, God.
I've enjoyed it immensely. Rock,
climbing, racing, life, shame, sport, gavers, talk, you lose.
What the hell is this? This is very spooky.
Yeah, this is very ethereal.
Oh, this is Party People in a Can. I'm Margaret Gray.
Who in a can?